RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to our English program of A Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, headlines, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, and this is the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi says Israel violates international law. Indonesia support East Jerusalem as capital of Palestine. Energy minister set to auction 109 solar power plant projects. Now the news in detail. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi said Israel has violated international law, and the statement was delivered in an international conference on Jerusalem in Jakarta Monday, December 14th. She asserted that Israeli occupation in Jerusalem should not be continued because it threatened international legal order, caused tension between countries, and created instability of the Middle East region. Indonesian position on East Jerusalem was very firmly that provided support and it would not change. This is in accordance with 67/19 General Assembly Resolution of the United Nations on 29th November 2012. Retno also asked that the UN resolution on Jerusalem status quo could be Palestinians' ultimate solution. Israel continues to carry out attacks in the occupied territories. This is a clear violation of international law. Indonesian government confirms strong support to Palestine by recognizing East Jerusalem as the capital of Palestine. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi, at the opening of International Conference on Jerusalem at Borobudur Hotel Jakarta Monday, December 14, said Indonesia's position regarding the status of East Jerusalem is already firm and will not change East Jerusalem as capital of Palestine. She added that issue of status of Jerusalem became one of the six core issues in Israeli-Palestinian conflict. In addition, there were also issues of Palestinian refugees, Jewish settlements, borders, security, and water. Secretary General of the United Nations, in a message read by UN Resident Coordinator Douglas Broderick, expressed the importance of effort to eliminate the challenges of peace through revitalization of peace process. She stated that East Jerusalem was not only important for Palestine and Israel, but for also Muslims, Christians, and Jews. It was because the three different religions are equally considered Jerusalem as holy city. The Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry has begun the auction for 109 solar power plant projects to be constructed next year. The bidding out is part of the government's 169 projects of new renewable energy sources that will stay open for the rest of this year. Marice Hutapea, the ministry's director of the new renewable energy, said that dozens of the solar power projects are located in the eastern part of Indonesia, like Papua, Maluku, Nusa Tenggara, and Sulawesi. The solar power plants are designed to have a peak capacity of up to 18.4 megawatt. On average, each plant will have 15 to 100 kilowatt peak. The largest one will be located in West Papua with a total capacity of 3 megawatts. The auction is targeted for completion on December 28, 2015, before the winners are announced. Indonesian government welcomes the plan to hold bilateral meeting among Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Defense with the Japanese. The meeting is planned to be held in Jakarta on December 17th. It was stated by Indonesian Vice President Muhammad Yusuf Kalla in his remarks on the celebration of Japanese Emperor Akihito's 82nd birthday Monday in Jakarta. According to him, such meeting shows an increase of both countries' political and security cooperation.
Berkaitan dengan hal tersebut, kami menyambut baik.
Regarding to that matter, we welcome the 2+2 plan forum between foreign affairs and defense ministers to be held next December 17th. This shows an increase in political and security cooperation. Yusuf Kalla added, Japan is an important partner for Indonesia while expressing his gratitude on Japanese investment expansion in Indonesia. Yusuf Kalla mentioned that Indonesian government remains committed to maintaining investment climate within the country. On the occasion, Yusuf Kalla also congratulated Japanese Emperor Akihito's 82nd birthday and hoped that the relation between Indonesia and Japan will come with positive benefit for both countries as well as regional and global communities. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Almost 3,000 lawmakers from several factions are urging the House of Representatives Ethics Council to clean up the legislator's image and also for House Speaker Setia Novanto to step down from his position following his involvement in a much-publicized scandal. 30 lawmakers gathered on Tuesday at the House complex to show support for the council, which plans to announce a recommendation about Setia's alleged ethical misconduct on Wednesday. Komarudin Watubun, a lawmaker from the Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, PDIP, said, as reported by Kompas.com on Tuesday, the lawmakers support the council members, saving the House's reputation by taking the right decision in their effort to uphold House ethics. They all agreed that Setia's case, in which he allegedly conspired with oil and gas businessman Mohammad Reza Khalid to ask for shares in gold and copper miner PT Freeport Indonesia, dragged down the house's image. The Jakarta Composite Index opened in a state of fluctuation ahead of the U.S. Federal Open Meeting Committee, weakened by 0.05%, 2.3 points, to 4,371.09 at opening. The JCI swung in the opposite direction by gaining 0.07% to 4,377.14 as of 10:30 a.m. The oil price drop had squeezed commodities prices and likely affected Indonesia's trade and economy. A researcher and analyst at Bank BNI's Treasury Division, Trian Fatria, said that there were three factors that hampered the rupiah. First, the market anticipation against the FOMC meeting, which was predicted to raise its Fed fund rate and drive dollar to appreciate against rupiah. In the stock market on Monday morning, however, the mining sector led a gain among 10 sector indexes with a 0.6% increase. On the opposite end, the property and construction sector index dropped 0.3%. The last item, the Yap Tiam Hien Award 2015 is given to Handoko Wibowo, an activist from Batang, Central Java, for his struggle in enforcing justice and anti-violence. Handoko always prioritized dialogue, anti-violence, and justice. He has been with Batang farmers since 1998, Todung Mulya Lubis, the head of the foundation, said. Handoko's achievement includes his work on establishing Omatani, a school for everyone. He left his lawyer office to help thousands of farmers in Batang. Yap Tiam Hien Award is an award granted by the Center for Human Rights Study for People with services in defending human rights in Indonesia. The name is taken from Indonesian lawyer and human rights defender Yap Tiam Hien. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi says Israel violates international law. Indonesia supports East Jerusalem as capital of Palestine. Energy Minister said to auction 109 solar power plant projects. That was the news.
This is Aniasana with today's commentary entitled Learning from Shortcomings in Simultaneous Elections. Listener, on December 9, 2015, the Election Commission held a simultaneous local election in Indonesia, followed by 266 regions consisting of 9 provinces and 221 districts and 36 cities or municipalities. Not long ago, the Minister of the Interior, Cahyo Kumolo, said that the level of voters' turnout in the local elections this time is encouraging. There is an increase compared to the past, though still below the target of the commission. Unfortunately, there was still some practice of money politics. In Semarang, for instance, it was found in 3 regions. Certainly, things like this, which has damaged the image of the simultaneous elections, will be evaluated. The findings of the fraud in the form of money politics will have to be a reference of law. Indeed, money politics and low voter participation are still an issue in simultaneous local elections. This should be corrected in the future. There are still many practices of money politics conducted by the campaign team of candidates in some areas. This resulted in a lessening in the quality of the results. As for the turnout, although Minister Cahyo Kumolo said there has been an increase, it is still below the target of Election Commission. Voter participant rate is only 60%, whereas the Commission's target is 70%. This data is based on the findings of the Indonesian Committee of Voters. Another problem is the delay of elections in 5 regions due to legal issues. The elections that should be held simultaneously could not be held as completely as it should. Then the election supervisory body also said that some areas that should undergo a revoting. The reason is because there were violations like voters cast their ballot twice. Voters were not residents of the area and some other problems. Anywhere in the world to go to a better direction needs time. It takes some learning. Likewise with democracy. To achieve real democracy needs time and learning. Whatever the case, the regional election has been held safely and peacefully in this country. In fact, given the experience in the past, many had doubted that the elections could take place without upheavals. Hopefully, in the second round next February, all the shortcomings can be remedied so the regional elections can really be a celebration of democracy for the people of Indonesia. And listener, that was commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello there, this is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with December the 15th, 1973. Palagan Ambarawa Monument is inaugurated. Palagan Ambarawa Monument is located in Ambarawa, Semarang, Central Java. It was started to be built in 1973 and inaugurated a year later on December 15, 1974 by Indonesia's second President Suharto. This monument is to commemorate the heroic battle of Ambarawa between Indonesian military or freedom fighters against the Dutch who wanted to regain their former colony, which already proclaimed its independence on August 17, 1945. It took place from December 12 until 15, 1945. The Indonesian side was led by Colonel Sudirman, who used traditional Javanese Supit Urang war tactics or double seek from both sides so as to make the enemy really confined. Supply and communication with their headquarters were cut off altogether. After fighting for 4 days on December 15, 1945, the battle was over and the Indonesian military managed to force the Dutch, who were assisted by the Allies, to retreat to Semarang. Next is December the 15, 1995, 10 ASEAN countries agree on the establishment of nuclear weapon-free zone in Southeast Asia. The Southeast Asia Nuclear Weapon-Free Zone, or also known as the Treaty of Bangkok, is an agreement among the countries of Southeast Asia consisting of Brunei Darussalam, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, Myanmar, the Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam for securing the Southeast Asian or ASEAN region from nuclear weapons. On July the 29th, 2007, ASEAN agreed to adopt an action plan called the Southeast Asian Nuclear Weapon-Free Zone in order to accelerate the establishment of nuclear-free zone in Southeast Asia. The idea of establishing nuclear weapon-free zone began on November 27, 1971, when 5 members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, met in Kuala Lumpur and signed a declaration on ASEAN Zone of Peace, Freedom and Neutrality, or abbreviated ZOPFEN. However, due to the political atmosphere in the region, which was not so conducive, the formal proposal for the establishment of nuclear-free zone was delayed until mid-1980. After negotiations, a working group of ASEAN on ZOPFEN then drafted the Southeast Asia Nuclear Weapon-Free Zone Treaty, which was eventually signed by the heads of government of the 10 ASEAN member countries in Bangkok on December the 15, 1995. Last item is from December the 15, 2007. The United Nations Conference on Climate Change in Nusa Dua, Bali endorsed the Bali Roadmap. Conference of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change has been overshadowed by failure. It was initiated to prepare for the expiry of the Kyoto Protocol in 2012 for gas emission which caused climate change in the world. However, discussions became very tough because the United States, Canada, and Australia had previously opposed to the ratification and proposals from the European Union and countries of the world. After receiving harsh criticism from many parties, the U.S. delegation finally gave up and declared acceptance by consensus, a draft of Bali Declaration to be approved as a result of the conference. Finally, on December 15, 2007, Climate Change Conference in Bali produced a very satisfying format called Bali Roadmap and very constructive to get to the conference on Copenhagen, Denmark in 2009 to formulate the new framework after the Kyoto Protocol expired in 2012. Well, that was Today in History. Over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. The theme of today's Focus is Indonesia and South Korea Boost Trade. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. The governments of Indonesia and South Korea agreed to draw up measures to achieve the trade target that has been set, valued at $100 billion by 2020. In addition to that, South Korea also committed to increase its investment in Indonesia. In a bilateral meeting between Indonesian Minister of Trade Thomas Trikasih Lembong and Deputy Minister of Economy, Trade and Industry of South Korea Moon Jae-do in Seoul, South Korea recently, the two countries agreed on the Indonesia-Korea Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement in the field of trade in goods, services and investment. Besides, the two countries also agreed to increase the capacity in various sectors such as industry, agriculture, fisheries and human resources. Minister Lembong explained that the Indonesian government is currently focusing its efforts on the creation of a conducive and attractive business climate by adopting trade policies and investment which is open, practical, and rational. In turn, the investment would boost Indonesian industrial, agricultural, and fishery exports to the South Korean market and others. Indonesia and South Korea have successfully completed the majority of the bargaining coverage expected to increase economic cooperation between the two countries. Nevertheless, there are several key issues that still need to be discussed more in depth to complete these negotiations in order to bring benefits to both parties. He explained that South Korea ranks 7th in Indonesia's export destination countries, while Indonesia ranks 6th as the supplier country for South Korea. South Korean investment in Indonesia in the period of 2010 until 2014 was ranked 4th with an investment of $6.82 billion. The largest investment in 2014 were in mining, basic metal industry, rubber industry, and leather industry. Meanwhile, South Korea's investment in Indonesia has also continued to increase. Thomas Lembong asserted several large companies in the field of infrastructure, energy, petrochemical, and steel industries in South Korea also showed an increase in investments and committed to support the completion of negotiation between Indonesia-Korea Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. Deputy Minister of Economy, Trade and Industry of South Korea Moon Jae-do, meanwhile, promised to increase trade and investment in Indonesia. Given Indonesia is an important investment destination for many South Korean companies. On the other hand, the chairman of the Indonesian Employers Association, APINDO, of the International Relations and Investment Sector, Sinta Wijaya Kamdani, said business people support the government resume the talks on Indonesia-Korea Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement because when viewed from the economic relations, South Korea has a significant role both in terms of investment and trade. Well, that was Focus over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Indonesia and South Korea Boost Trade. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Welcome back to Headline from some national newspapers published today, December 15, 2015 in Jakarta. We start from Kompas in its headline, writes about Riza Khalid is untouchable. A businessman, Muhammad Riza Khalid, for the second time did not meet the call of the House of Representatives Ethic Council, MKD, to provide information related to ethic violations committed by Speaker of the House, Setia Novanto. He was absent without giving a reason. Previously, MKD called Riza Khalid on December 3rd. Having twice failed to present Riza Khalid, MKD plenary session last night decided to no longer call him. Media Indonesia in its headline writes about Novanto is allegedly as initiator of the meeting. An intensive investigation of the Attorney General of the case of Papa Asking Share has found a bright point. Adyaksa Corps got the fact that the initiator of the meeting between President Director of PT Freeport Indonesia, Ma'ruf Samsudin, with oil entrepreneur Riza Khalid at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Jakarta on June 8, 2015, was allegedly the speaker Setia Novanto. This was revealed after the Attorney General investigated Novanto's private secretary Medina as the witness for 5 hours. Republika in its headline writes Luhut promises to present Riza Khalid. The House Ethics Council brought Coordinating Minister of Politics, Law, Security Luhut Binsar Panjaitan to testify in the trial of the alleged of profiteering the name of the head of state by the Speaker of the House Setia Novanto. After the trial, Luhut promised to bring entrepreneur Riza Khalid a key figures of the case. According to Luhut, he will coordinate with the police to bring Riza Khalid to the court. We end the headline with Business Indonesia in its headline about Darmin says, 2016 should be better. Amid negative sentiment of the Fed uncertainty policy that still undermine the domestic market, the government is optimistic Indonesia's economy next year is better than the achievement in 2015. Coordinating Minister of Economy Darmin Nasution considers 2015 is a difficult year for Indonesia. However, Darmin said Indonesia has succeeded through hard times during the year. That was today's headline.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi said Israel has violated international law. The statement was delivered in an international conference on Jerusalem in Jakarta Monday. She asserted that Israeli occupation in Jerusalem should not be continued because it threatened international legal order. The Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry has begun to auction for 109 solar power plant projects to be constructed next year. The bidding out is part of the government's 169 projects of new renewable energy sources that will stay open for the rest of this year. Indonesian government confirms strong support to Palestine by recognizing East Jerusalem as the capital of Palestine. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi, at the opening of International Conference on Jerusalem at Borobudur Hotel Jakarta, said that Indonesia's position regarding the status of East Jerusalem is already firm and will not change East Jerusalem as capital of Palestine. Indonesian government welcomes the plan to hold bilateral meeting among Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Defense with the Japanese. The meeting is planned to be held in Jakarta on December 17th. Almost 3 dozen lawmakers from several factions are urging the House of Representatives Ethics Council to clean up the legislator's image and also for House Speaker Setia Novanto to step down from his position following his involvement in a much-publicized scandal. The Jakarta Composite Index opened in a state of fluctuation ahead of the U.S. Federal Open Meeting Committee. The oil price drop has squeezed commodities prices and likely affected Indonesia's trade and economy. Indonesia has the most hotel rooms compared to other ASEAN countries. Indonesian Restaurant and Hotel Association Chairman Haryadi Sukamdhani said the number of hotel rooms in Indonesia reaches 207,500 units and there will be another 58,000 units next year. The Yap Tiam Hien Award 2015 is given to Handoko Wibowo, an activist from Batang, Central Java, for his struggle in enforcing justice and anti-violence. Handoko always prioritized dialogue, anti-violence, and justice. He has been with Batang farmers since 1998. Todung Mulya Lubis, the head of the foundation, said, Handoko's achievement includes his work on establishing Omatani, a school for everyone. He left his lawyer office to help thousands of farmers in Batang. That was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Listener, you're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting live from frequency of 9525 kHz and audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. If you have any suggestion
and criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia English Service, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia, or to our email address at info@voi.co.id. Listener, now let's listen to our segment, Indonesia Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Yogyakarta province. Stay tuned. Listener, Kulon Progo Regency in Yogyakarta has special interesting object of tourism with special packages. The tourism surely become the attraction for tourists to visit Kulon Progo. Currently, there are 5 special interest tourism, namely Jatimulyo Tourism Village, Kiskendo Cave, Dolan Deso, Ngelinggo Tea Garden, and Kalibiru. Every tourism village has a different attraction. For example, Dolan Deso Boro Tourism Village offers many activities by using the beauty of its nature. Here, you can play outbound, make a tour in the village, camping, water tourism, and natural preservation. Dolan Deso Boro is located in Boro Banjarasri, Kalibawang District, Kulon Progo Regency, Yogyakarta Special Region. The location of this tourism village is surrounded by paddy field that is located in the slope of Manoreh Mountain, about 15 kilometers from Borobudur Temple. Because it is located in the foothill of Manoreh, the village is surrounded by natural beautiful green landscape. Visiting the tourism village, there are provided 4 tourism packages, namely Young Adventurers Package for children, live-in, outbound, and return to village. Young Adventurers Package specially made for children with a combination of activities to love of nature, culture, and water detective. In this location, children will be invited to do farmer activities, beginning from following the fields until growing the crops. For outbound package, it is only for adult people. The price starts from 65,000 until 100,000 rupiah per person, depends on the outbound package. For corporate, it has special fees for its outbound package because it requires a special instructor in accordance with the objectives of the outbound. While for the package of return to the village and live-in are the packages that offer the tourist to feel the local people's life and the interaction with the local people. Unlike to live-in package, the visitors sleep over at the local people's homes. All the activities were intended to make the tourists feel and experience like the villagers. With this package, the tourists feel the daily life of people there from morning till night. Thank you. Listener, for water tour package, such as rafting, can be done in Elo and Progo rivers. For those who just want to do a variety of water games, you can be done in Mataram Ditch. There are also a new exciting game like paintball. Dolan Desa Boro outbound tourism object is also supported by the availability of 2 houses to stay overnight with a capacity of 40 to 120 people plus toilet facilities. Interestingly, the house has no rooms. The tourists can sleep a bus in the halls. In Dolan Desa, the tourists can also enjoy the Jogja's art, namely Gejok Lesung, that is still alive in the village. Gejok Lesung art is an art that utilizes mortar and pestle. The mortar, which is mashed into the pestle, will produce a beautiful sound in harmonize. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Dolan Desa Boro Tourism Village. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary which will guide you in using them in a conversation. Today's topic is merencanakan liburan, or in English, planning for the holiday. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Merencanakan. Merencanakan. In English, to plan. Liburan. Liburan. Holiday. Akhir tahun. Akhir tahun. Year end. Pulau. Pulau. Island. Berjemur. Berjemur. Sunbathing. Mendengarkan musik, mendengarkan musik, listening to music. Menyelam, menyelam, diving. Berkeliling, berkeliling, going round. Membaca buku, reading books. Kuliner, kuliner, culinary or cuisine. Khas, khas, typical. Menyenangkan, menyenangkan. Fun. Tiket, tiket, ticket. Memesan, memesan, booking. Jauh hari, way in advance. Oleh, 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 present or souvenirs. Next is a conversation on merencanakan liburan, or in English, planning for the holiday. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Nita and Ani at the office. Akhir tahun, kamu berencana liburan kemana? Akhir tahun, kamu berencana liburan kemana? In English, this year end, where are you planning to go for holiday? Saya merencanakan berlibur ke Pulau Bali. Saya merencanakan berlibur ke Pulau Bali. I'm planning to spend my holiday on Bali Island. Saya di sana ingin bersantai. Saya di sana ingin bersantai. I want to relax there. berjemur sambil mendengarkan musik dan membaca buku. Berjemur sambil mendengarkan musik dan membaca buku. Sunbathing while listening to music and reading a book. Selain itu, saya mau mencoba menyelam. Selain itu, saya mau mencoba menyelam. Besides, I want to try some diving. Dan juga snorkeling. Dan juga snorkeling. And also snorkeling. Selain itu, berkeliling ke tempat-tempat wisata yang indah. Selain itu, berkeliling ke tempat-tempat wisata yang indah. In addition, I want to go around beautiful tourism spots. Dan yang penting, mencoba kuliner khas Pulau Bali. Dan yang penting, mencoba kuliner khas Pulau Bali. And most importantly, I want to sample some typical Balinese cuisine. Wah, pasti menyenangkan. Wah, pasti menyenangkan. Wow, that must be wonderful. Apakah tiket dan hotel sudah siap? Apakah tiket dan hotel sudah siap? Have you booked for airline ticket and hotel? Semua sudah siap. Semua sudah siap. Everything is ready. Saya sudah memesan jauh hari sebelumnya. Saya sudah memesan jauh hari sebelumnya. I booked them all way in advance. Jangan lupa oleh-oleh ya. Jangan lupa oleh-oleh ya. Don't forget to bring me something then. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow, with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner. Presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we will present you to Motif Band. Well listeners, let's listen to the song entitled Tuhan Jagalah Dia. Happy listening.
Padamu kekasihku kan tetap milikku.
Listener, Motif Band was founded on October 16, 2005 in Depok, West Java. The name of Motif means pattern, with a hope to unite the differences and similarities. The Motif Band consisted of Kikin vocalist, Ato the bassist, Ado drummer, Reza guitarist, and Iman guitarist. The same vision and mission in music, bring the energy that can be integrated in musical works they have been created. Well, listeners, let's listen to the next song entitled Saat Harus Memilih by Motif Band. Happy listening.
Semua harap apa yang terbaik untuk ku lakukan. Hilang rasa iris perasaan. Semua harap apa yang terbaik untuk ku lakukan.
Jangan tolonglah aku, biarkanlah detikmu yang akan membawaku. Bukakan semua harap, apa yang terbaik untuk ku lakukan.
Listener, to forming the Motif Band was initiated by attending various band auditions. When the personnel attended My Life Wanted, they got the first winner for the town Depok level. Bob Gentry is the music color of Motif Band. They hope the music can be accepted by music lovers in Indonesia. It was not without reason that music has a good technical and music character and also accountable. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of today's Music Corner, let's listen to the last two songs, entitled Tanggal 1 Bulan 2 and Mengapa Kau Pergi by Motif Band. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Rasa lepas nyawaku saat ini, saat kau ucap kata terakhir bagiku. Kau hancurkan mimpi-mimpiku. Tak ada rasa sedikit pun kau bersalah. Kau yang selalu berjanji akan selalu setia, namun kini kau yang mengingkari. Tanggal 1 bulan 2, cintaku berakhir luka. Kekasih yang aku puja pergi tanpa alasan. Tanggal 1 bulan 2 tertulis dalam hatiku. Sejarah cinta yang rapuh takkan pernah ku lupa. Pergi tanpa alasan.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.